in his presence. I spit words that were considered to be appropriate and deemed to be necessary. Armed with the sword of the spirit, fully equipped with an extensive vocabulary, intellectually and etymologically unpacking words that would make you go running for the dictionary. Imagine words. So powerful, the demons palpitantly tremble to the point where it makes the adversary scary. However, on the contrary, these words are designed for your edification, even though some of them may ultimately vary. Specifically prepped and catered to be spoken in the venues, the clubs, the pulpits, the street corners, the prisons, and even in the sanctuary. In his presence, I exhortatively impregnate your souls with fruitful homily that harvests and cultivates prolific fecundity, meticulously anointing your minds with the oil of oratory using the astuteness of wisdom, great depth and profundity. Now, you're wondering, how does this come to be that he publicly displays this instrument of congenial expression literally for everyone to see? So I must allow you to be the beneficiary of what God speaks through me based on your own recipients. But in order for you to partake in this exemplary abstraction, you must be a willing participant so that I can carefully and harmlessly divide the word of truth custom made to accommodate your unlimited percipients, having enough competency to speak life into your spirits based on my own personal experience. As I speak, he continually breathes the breath of life through my nostrils, which allows me to proficiently exhaust the interdictions of the Torah and the good news of the glorious gospel, expounding on the psychological aspects of the Pentateuch like Jesus the Christ and Paul the Apostle. And although this may be most effective to a body of people who are receptively docile, this word still has to go forth regardless of the fact that the crowd may get uncontrollably hostile. He has graciously blessed me with the charisma of style as I speak directly from the heart. For I once heard a preacher say that style is the oil applied to craft that allows the easy execution of art. And this is not only an art, but this is divinely ordained as a prophetic institution. And I have been undeservedly sanctified with the delivery that accelerates enunciatory elocution. And it would be a downright disgrace for me to take the credit for the distribution of this manifestational act of God, assembling together an artistic diversification of a literary erudite styled collage, interrupting the enemy's plot by exerting his conduit of expression to unleash a multi-explosive dispensing barrage, followed by a cadence of deep-seated words coupled with an outpouring discharge of a righteous rhetorical fusillade. So I must give honor, reverence, and credulity to he who is the one who has sent me to grace you with the knowledge of biblical hermeneutics implemented in spoken word, for he has made me the cognoscenti. The skills that I possess are not my own, but blessed by God, who is the loan and active supplier. For in the book of Psalm 45 verse 1, David declares that my tongue is the pen of a skillful and ready writer, but it also has the dominion over the power of life and death. It is but a little member that boasts great things in it, can surely set the whole course of nature on fire with just one breath. When he takes control of my tongue, he strategically endows me with the flow that is so sickening, psychologically unfathomable, preeminently awe-stricken, and it's so critical. And due to the fact that I'm talking about God, it doesn't mean that I can't sound ridiculously pitiful. That's why when I write, my mind becomes increasingly analytical, making sure that my articulation of speech is eloquently spoken to each and every individual, and the rhyme scheme is methodically broken down by the syllable. My heart is overflowing with a good theme, only speaking of things that would even be touching to the king. Hosanna, I sing, unto his spirit I cling, using his word to guard my heart with all diligence, for out of it the issues of life shall spring. And as he prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies, I feast in the spirit, overseeing my soul so that every evil thought and intent is deceased in the spirit, so that out of my mouth I breathe fiery extrapolations of scripture. I'm a beast in the spirit, selectively searching and choosing the words that I spit, researching and studying the theological mentality of the day in society that is conducive to the teachings of the Holy Writ. For the word of God is quick, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and the spirit, characteristically fit for those who will hear it. In his presence, the supreme grammarian gives me the proper sentence structure that would even be able to intrigue the grammatical scholar. The superior wordsmith gives me the proper tutelage to go deep into the fundamental crux of the matter that would even impress the radical scholar. And if the truth be told, it is only the gift of expression that is my true catharsis. But in addition to, it comes with written stanzas like the poet and rhyme scheme like the hip-hop and spoken word artist, customarily formatted to educate and to allow the teacher to teach, sermonically and homiletically enlightening to the body of believers so that the preacher can preach eisegete and exegete, because the spoken word has been established since the beginning when the scripture declared that God said. So I must be mindful not to let these skills that God has given me go to my head. To God be the glory with exaltation, adoration, and fearful reverence, for I would not be able to accomplish any of these things if I am not in his presence.
Presence. Presence. Presence.